It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, guests from the community, we got one of our favorites, James.
Welcome.
From the Whatever Hat He's Wearing Today Club.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Which is Kiwanis today, but we roped him into talking about other things on the Facebook.
Yeah, that's the first thing I walked in. I said, I'm not talking about Dragon Boat. And then 30 seconds in, so tell me about Dragon Boat.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Well, you should have been able to tell when you came in that I was in one of those moods. I was going to be kind of feisty today.
And I almost brought my Dragon Boat cup. That's actually what I left
that
sitting on my counter.
Cool.
And at least we could have tied that in.
We could have. He is from the Kiwanis, and he does have something to talk about specifically from that. But he also does, he delves into a lot of things. And he's talking about the fact that Hands-On Texarkana is going to be able to bring back the Dragon Boat race this year. It's been sidelined for a couple of years because of COVID, but they're coming back with that, and it's going to be a lot of fun coming up in June.
June 11th, bigger, better, stronger. That's a wonderful phrase we use a lot here.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be an event for the entire community. It's absolutely free for the community to come out and see what it's all about. We have food vendors, regular vendors. We're going to make it a party for everyone just to come see what it's all about. Come out, spend an hour watching, you know, dragon boats go at high speed, competitively. It's a great event.
And you're going to have something up on the website, I was told.
Absolutely.
I have it ready.
I was going to say, we will make sure that the community knows about our events.
Yes, I have it ready.
So you can be involved in it.
Yes.
And help out or be a team member or something.
You could be a team member. Yeah. You could actually do something as simple as sponsoring a paddler.
That would
maybe
be me, yes.
We've got military and first responder boats that need sponsors that you can individually sponsor a seat for.
I love that idea.
You know, help our community by helping our community.
Uh-huh.
You know, you may not want to get out there and row, but there are a lot of people that
I'll
do.
I'll cheer for you.
Exactly.
Well, not everybody's a rower.
I'm not a rower.
You could be a contributor.
Yes.
Which helps out because it helps out Hands-On Texarkana, which does a lot of things, you told me.
Well, I was going to say, our four core missions between the biggest one to me is senior transportation, and that's making sure people who don't have a ride to the doctor can get to the doctor.
Right.
You know, we need volunteer drivers. We need someone who once a month can give us 2 or 3 hours to literally help someone who can't get to medical care get to medical care.
Right.
You know, we have so many with dialysis issues and cancer treatment issues that can't get to. We're not saying expose yourself to someone sick. That's not what we're trying to do. We're not saying we got a COVID patient we want you to take. No, these are folks that need routine medical care that can't get to it. So simply the senior transportation. And then the skilled parenting classes, teaching parents how to be parents, because so many people in our community don't know how to be parents.
Right.
And I'm not talking about, wow, my kid served, you know, I served my kid hot dogs and cereal for a week. No. We're talking about
neglect, true
physical
neglect
and mental abuse, true neglect, keeping kids out of the foster care system.
Yeah.
You know, we've got teen volunteerism training. We teach kids how to be volunteers because volunteerism is absolutely imperative, and nobody teaches them how to do that. They're not born knowing how to be volunteers.
No, they're not.
And then our fourth mission,
it's something modeled.
Exactly. If you teach a kid what to say, who to talk to, how to dress, they're going to become better leaders in the future.
They're so strong.
Take that time, invest in our futures.
Yeah,
we're going to have better futures for all of us, because as much as we don't want to admit it, we're all getting older, and at some point in time that group's going to be in charge.
Right.
You're right.
Put your time in now. You know, fix our own futures.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Hands-On Texarkana is a great organization. If you would like to either be involved in the Dragon Boat races as being in a team or whatever, or if you just want to make a donation, say, I'm going to help you this way and just watch the race, you can do so, and we'll have that up on our website, mindpigradio.com, soon. Sometimes
the best website for central hub information. Talk about being a central hub. I mean, you come to your website, it tells everything going on in the community.
We'll have it up the minute Anna says that she's going to have it up.
It's ready. I'm just
she takes
for
care
some
of
links.
It.
Well, she does. She's the one that does that. Okay. Well, we got that break done on on Hands-On Texarkana and the Dragon Boat races. The next break, we'll talk about what he actually came here to talk about.
That's always a good thing.
It's all about the money.
I knew you'd appreciate that. It's all about the money, and he wants to give it away for free.
Yes.
Yeah, you heard me right. He wants to give away money for free. He's already got the money. He just needs people to apply. We're going to explain who those people are in just a few minutes. But, there is free money to be made or had.
Yeah.
Speaking of dough.
Well, that's a transition, so
yes.
I'm curious where this is going to go. Let's jump on this train.
Speaking of dough, they've got money, which, you know, slang is dough, to give out. I'm having to leave these people along here.
No, we got
good
it.
Good try,
okay.
Yeah.
But you just don't think he's funny, I know.
You could have said, well, but And pancakes are made kind of like out of
dough.
This money was made for that.
I was wondering how pancakes.
I know, right?
Lots of ways
we
to go with
We could have ridden this
one.
Train, but yes. No, we derailed 3 or 4 miles back, you know. Thanks for playing, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great day.
Anywho, they got money.
Dragon Boat was great.
And they got money that they want to give away
so
to
here's the deal.
People.
This is the most successful pancake day we've ever had.
I'm so glad.
And it's completely due to the community support, the community sponsorship, the community coming to eat pancakes. This was literally based on the sacrifices of the community, and we are so thankful for that.
Right.
But what we want to do now is give it away. We give, and I promised that when I came in here before, that every penny we make, we give away locally. And we want to give this away. I've got almost $40,000 I want to give away here locally to the community. And all you have to do, if you take care of, if there's got some organization or group, nonprofit status, that takes care of kids, or those somebody with a disability, apply.
Please
it's
do.
A simple application
right.
on the MyPig website.
Mm-hmm.
Apply. It's got to be done by tomorrow afternoon in Monty Murray's inbox. Email to him, complete. We could give you money. The worst we can say is no. But I've got money I want to give away to those that help kids and those that help people with a disability. We want to give the money away.
Right.
You know, we bought a satellite phone for a Boy Scout troop so they wouldn't, in case something happened. We've purchased stuff for Texarkana Resources for the Disabled because they needed it. The Outdoor Sportsman that helps, that takes kids with disabilities out hunting and fishing, we funded them.
Right.
The Texas Ramp Project, we funded them. We want to fund you. All you got to do is apply.
Right. And there's a lot of money to give away, so
just apply.
I'm begging
there's
people.
There's no application fee.
We don't charge a fee to apply. It's not that complicated of an application. We want to give you money. If you help kids or those with disabilities, apply because we want to help you.
And you said that during the Facebook that even in certain circumstances, if you're a teacher and you do something.
Absolutely. So we've had teachers apply before. One applied because she had noticed her students through the years couldn't sit still. And she wondered if standing desks would help them to be able to focus more. So she did an application asking for standing desks, saying why. We funded it. We had a teacher apply for a hydroponic garden system because she's always thought that that would help the students learn about, you know, growing things and self-independence. She put the presentation together. We funded it.
Nice.
So, you know, if you help kids in any way, shape, form, or fashion and don't make money at it, you know, we're not a profit thing.
Right.
Teachers are different.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's completely different.
Or with somebody with a disability, apply. Like I said, Texas Ramp Project, we fund them because they help build ramps for those people who truly can't get out of their house.
So tomorrow is the deadline.
Application deadline is tomorrow.
So how do they, now once again, how do they apply?
Go to your website. Okay. Go to mypig.com. Go look at your very own website.
Right.
And the application will be right there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be in the featured images, Texarkana News brand. It's going to be on our Facebook page.
So that'll be
Or it'll be Kiwanis. You can go to the Kiwanis Facebook page too.
Simple.
We want you to get this money.
Yeah, we want to make it simple for them to do so.
Very simple. Because the community helped us earn this money, we want the community to help give it away.
Exactly.
All right. Well, do that and make it simple. And if, you, like you said, if you fit that category that he's talking about, go ahead and apply.
What do you have to lose?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, worst case scenario, you don't get funded.
Right. It doesn't hurt to apply. You might get funded. That's a great thing. But I can't. That's so unusual. People have money and they're trying.
Yeah, you have
please,
to beg people
please apply.
To take it, right.
Come on, apply.
Well, because we want to get as many applications as we can.
Right.
This is one of those things that we want to give away to multiple organizations, multiple groups. We want, because so many groups need help right now.
They do.
And we've got money to help them. A lot of people don't realize that. They don't think they qualify. They don't
right.
think they have that ability. Well, guess what? Apply. And if you don't, we'll say, sorry, thanks for playing.
Right.
You don't. Worst case scenario, you don't get funded. But we want, we're not a group of people that goes, no. We're going to sit around this group, and if there's a way we can fund you, we typically do.
I love it.
Sounds great. We got James here. He's been talking about several things, including the Dragon Boat Race, which is coming back again in June, which we hadn't had in several years because
of
COVID.
Years, yeah.
To help out hands-on Texarkana. And also the fact that they're trying to give away Kiwanis Club after their huge success at the Pancake Day this year. Biggest ever in
biggest
65
ever.
Years. Mm-hmm. Trying to give away money to nonprofit type situations who help out kids or adult disabled people.
Our children with disabilities. Any form of disability.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Mental, physical.
Yeah.
we want to help those in the community that help others.
He wants to give that money away. So well, once again, in a minute, we'll tell you how you can apply, which you can go to several sites there to do that. But let's play some trivia.
All right, let's do this.
Trivia. That's always my good thing here.
He looks so thrilled.
I'm always wonderful at this.
Now, know. This ought to be pretty easy, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Famous last words.
People go there for Slurpees. What gas station chain modified a handful of stores to promote the movie The Simpsons? And they do Slurpees. They used to call them Icies back when I was a kid.
You know this one.
I believe it was Circle K, wasn't it?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven?
Yeah. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. They still got a lot of 7-Elevens around, just not here.
Yeah.
See, they didn't have them where I grew up either. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Bunch of them over in Dallas-Fort Worth.
We had Roadrunners.
We had the, Roadrunner kind of came in and kind of, that and Easy Mart came in around here at about the same time. And
we probably had, the only cup I knew growing up was a Roadrunner plastic cup. That's what you ate cereal out of. That's what you drank out of.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. The 1990 movie was directed by Martin Scorsese and starred Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci, among others. It won an award for Best Film and Best Director in 1991. Which film was it?
Do you know?
No, I have no clue.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is right.
This is why I have friends sitting next to me that know this. I don't have.
Phone a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's see. This is a pop star.
Okay.
Who won the Grammy in 1994 for Record of the Year? In 1994, a pop star. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Female.
Wow, that narrows it down.
Well, female pop, 94.
See, I was listening.
Who was hot in 94?
I was listening to country music.
You were about that age then?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it, though. That's because I was that age.
Come on, Anna.
Whitney.
No.
Let's see. Whitney,
Mid-90s?
Yeah.
Pop star?
I wasn't female. Pop. I was country or rock.
I know. I mean, this is...
I'll feel bad. I don't know.
You're going to feel bad. I'll say the answer.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, let's go with New Kids on the Block for a win.
Well, since I said female, that would be incorrect.
But is it?
It is incorrect because I said female.
But does she identify differently?
No!
See, I threw you under the bus and you missed that.
Okay, who is it? I want to know now.
Sheryl Crow.
Oh, wow. God, now I feel bad. She's not
I knew
pop,
you would.
She's rock.
She isn't rock. Yeah, pop. Yeah.
Oh, pop
you
rock.
You said pop.
Pop rock.
No.
Yeah.
She's not.
Garth Brooks.
Metallica.
Garth Brooks won the Entertainer of the Year, I believe, that year, so that's who matters anyway.
Yes.
What is the oldest golf competition? What is the oldest golf competition or professional golf competition?
Isn't it over in Scotland?
Well, it's the same thing.
Well,
some years they have it in Scotland, and some years they have it in Great Britain, and it goes around Europe. It's the Open Championship.
Yes.
Used to call it the British Open. Now they just call it the Open Championship. But you are correct.
Okay.
That is a correct answer.
I'm glad, because I had no clue.
I'm not
good at trivia. Have you figured that out yet? I am not good at
this. We'll find a different game.
Okay, if y'all don't get this one right, I don't know.
Okay, let's not...
This 80s cult classic.
Why are we going back so far? Why couldn't we do something?
James.
Really?
Because that's what's on there over there.
How old were you in the, let's say, mid-80s?
You know, I don't know.
He doesn't want to divulge that information.
Old enough to know better. What?
All right, I'll just say it. I'm not scared of
my age. No, let's roll.
I was in the mid-20s in the mid-80s, so I don't know how old you two were.
So go ahead.
But the 80s cult classic film featured a group of teens who all got sent to detention.
Breakfast Club.
Yes.
That one I do know.
The most important meal of the day.
I was going to say, still one of the best movies. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it holds classic.
So now we know that they know that the movie, they saw it. So now we know. Okay.
Back in 1804, what was the thing? Way to play trivia with us. Yeah.
I'm going to do two.
Back in 1703,
we're going to do two more real quick.
The name of the boat.
And if y'all don't know this one, I think I'm just going to walk out.
There's your door.
Okay. What is the name of the spine-chilling horror film starring Jack Nicholson?
The Shining.
That's right. And the largest global audience tuned in for this wedding.
Oh, I know.
Is that Princess Di?
Yep.
Yes. And what's his
Charles.
Name? Charles.
See, I'm kind of sad that I knew that answer. That's the worst part.
Yay for us, but let's give money away.
Well, we used up so much time trying to figure out how old Anna and James were that we got to carry them over.
All right.
So
let's do it.
We'll carry him over the top of the hour. Stay with us on The Pig. Got a lot of great music coming up, and we will talk about giving away money here in just a few minutes. Talking with James about several things, but in the Kiwanis Club, the main thing we want to hit on here in this last break is, once again, they, the Kiwanis,
we want to give away money.
They want to give you money.
We want to give away money to our local community for free. No application cost, no cost associated with it. Just go to mypig.com, look at the application, fill
That'd
it out.
That'd be mypigradio.com.
Mypigradio.com.
I was waiting for him to correct you.
And then all you got to do is apply.
You're the digital version.
If you help, if you're a group that helps children, those with a disability of any kind, apply. Because worst case scenario, we don't fund you. But we want to help those in our community get funded because that's what we're all about.
So if you are an individual who does that or
a teacher,
group,
a group, nonprofit, you just can't be doing it for money. We don't fund for profit.
But the teacher situation is different.
Because the teacher's not for profit.
Right. So it is definitely a unique situation there, I think, with the teacher situation. So
apply. Please, we've got money to give away. We want to give it away. The community helped us earn this money. We want to give it away to our community.
Deadline to apply is at the end of the day tomorrow.
Into Monty Murray's email address and have us the application completed.
All right. You can go online here in a little bit. Anna's going to have something up there that you can just go to mypigradio.com and click on it, and that way you can get to where you need to go to get in that application. Like I said, who knows? Just apply. You may get some funding, and you're not going to lose anything by doing it, and you could be a big winner out of doing it. So,
Well, the big winners, the children and those with disabilities.
Absolutely. And we're so glad
the
you
ones that win.
Came in, and we're so glad that the Kiwanis had such a successful...
Thanks for having us.
Pancake Day. The 65th was the biggest ever, he said.
64th was the year, but yeah.
Okay.
It was the biggest we've ever had. Literally the biggest we've ever had.
All right. Well... we'll have you back in again soon.
Yes,
thank
we
you
will.
So much.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.